Welcome to Window on North Korea. I'm Fran Kelleher, your host.
The point of Window on North Korea is to give you a picture of everyday life in North Korea, not to cover the breaking news. And in this episode, I'm going to share a report put out recently by North Korea's Central Bureau of Statistics. It's a result of a wide-ranging study they did last year about many things, including living standards, access to technology, media consumption, and women's issues. So it's just right up the alley of this little segment. My information comes from an article published just this past June, last month, on the nknews.org website. The article was titled, New North Korean Household Data. What does it reveal? Of course, the skeptic would question anything coming from the North Korean government, since there is virtually no way to cross-check it with so little access by outsiders to their people and their institutions. But UNICEF, on the basis of its own limited work in-country and monitoring a percentage of the household interviews that went into the survey, supports the study's results as accurate. Even though the study was admittedly a small sample of its population of 25 million people, presumably none of the prisoners or families being held in their detention camps were surveyed for this report. First, to explain the methodology of this survey, I'll quote most of the segment is direct quotes from the article or from the report itself. The data was collected using Multiple Indicator Cluster Survey, or MICS, of 8,500 households. There have been three previous MICS conducted in-country, with the last to occur in 2009. Much of the data produced from these MICS surveys pertains to humanitarian questions consistent with statistics collected by UNICEF and the humanitarian country team previously. However, the survey questions in the 2017 survey are much more varied and detailed compared to previous reports. This is the most thorough and wide-ranging survey that has ever been conducted in North Korea on the situation of children and women, a UNICEF representative told NK News. According to the body, the sampling selection was done according to protocol and involved random selection, which was later reviewed and approved by regional MICS sampling experts. The survey was conducted throughout the country, giving approximately equal representation to the 10 provinces and with a majority from urban areas, since the majority of people live in urban areas. The 8,500 households represented 21,269 people, so an average of 2.5 people per household. Interestingly, and the article doesn't comment on this, there were more than twice as many adult women surveyed from the households than men. At least some of the disparity might be accounted for by the requirement of 10 years of military service by North Korean men. So what did the survey find? There's a lot of information included here, so I'll just highlight some of the most interesting to me, at least. Most of the following is direct quotes from the nknews.org article. In the area of power, appliances, and assets, out of the estimated 8,500 households questioned, the survey data claims that 100% have access to electricity, only 0.3% being off-grid but still having access to electricity. Despite that low number of off-gridders, there is reportedly a rise in the use of solar panels to supplement the notoriously unreliable supply of electricity to which that 100% has access. I'll comment on that towards the end of this segment here. Accessible, affordable, appealing, and legal media devices such as televisions and DVD players have reached near ubiquity in North Korea, with access and ownership a common phenomenon across nearly all demographic, socioeconomic, and political class divides, the report read. But 48% of women and about 56% of men between ages 15 and 49 owned a mobile phone. Over 18% of households also have a computer or a tablet, though despite access to such devices, only 1.4% of households had access to the intranet at home. North Korea does not provide internet access to the vast majority of its estimated 25 million citizens. Instead, it has its own internal intranet, which is used to disseminate state-approved and produced information and services. Around one-third of households surveyed own a refrigerator, and above 20% own a freezer. Almost two-thirds own electric rice cookers, and 15% own a washing machine. Other household appliances in use include traditional solid food traditional solid fuel stoves, for which 85% of those surveyed use for cooking. The primary fuel used for cooking is coal, while wood and clean fuels follow. 62% coal, 20% use wood, and 10% use clean fuels. I'm not sure what that means. Most households also use coal to heat their homes. That would be 70%, while 21% burn wood to serve this purpose. In terms of owning a mode of transport, bicycles appear to be most common, with 83% of households having at least one member owning a bike. This is compared to motorcycles or scooters at only 5% and animal-drawn carts at 1%. Car ownership is apparently so little that it's not even mentioned in the article. From the section about media consumption and ICT skill, or information and communication technology, North Korea consistently ranks towards the bottom of press freedom indexes year after year. North Korea has been extolling the virtues of science and technology as a means to boost the country's economy, at least in state media. But with over 80% of households not owning a computer, according to the data, it may be expected that ICT skills would be low. Indeed, on average, just under half of men and women surveyed have ever used a computer, with only 10% ever having used the country's intranet. While the news is disseminated on the intranet as well, it appears traditional forms of media are relied on heavily. For those who have used a computer, however, only over 34% have copied or moved a file to a folder, 17% had used basic arithmetic formulas in a spreadsheet, and about 15% had ever transferred files between devices. Only 4% had sent an email with attached files. Only 8% or 7% had installed a new device, such as a modem, camera, or printer. Only 6% had found, downloaded, installed, and configured software. And about 8% had created an electronic presentation. So in the realm of contraception, women's health, and domestic violence, around 30% of married women do not use any method of contraception, while 69% use modern forms, and the remaining 1.3% use traditional forms of contraception. I don't know if that means the rhythm method or what other traditional forms there are. It doesn't say. The vast majority of women using contraception use an intrauterine device, IUD, that's at 65%. Very few use condoms, less than 1%, or the pill. It's a third of 1%. For those not married, only 4.3% are using any method of contraception at all. Of the women in households surveyed, 55% use reusable materials for menstrual hygiene, while 43% use non-reusable materials. Attitudes towards domestic violence appear to be overwhelmingly positive. Women were asked if they believe a husband is justified in beating them under various circumstances, and the vast majority of women did not believe such treatment was appropriate in the scenarios provided. However, 2% thought it appropriate should they leave the house without telling their husband, 7.4% if they neglect their children, 2% if they argue with their husbands, and 0.8% if they refuse sex, 1.2% if they burn the food, or 9.6% if any of those perceived discrepancies. So it's a little bit confusing, but on the one hand, they're very low percentages, but on the other hand, the idea that they might think beating is appropriate even at any level for those things is pretty interesting and unfortunate. Male attitudes to these questions were surprisingly slightly less in favor of beatings of a female in the same circumstances. Again, UNICEF has told NK News that they are confident in the veracity of the data collected by the North Koreans. NK News itself, while not guaranteeing the accuracy of the survey, does believe it's revealing of things about everyday life in North Korea. I think for the most part, it must be accurate, but the fact that only one-third of people own a refrigerator is not something that they would think would impress us. And likewise, 55% of women using reusable materials for menstrual hygiene is not a fact that that would make them proud, I would think. But one curiosity is the access to electricity being claimed to be 100% just the year before. So this survey was conducted in 2017. Just the year before, the World Bank had done a survey of access to electricity across the world, actually. And at that time, the World Bank concluded that 39% of people in North Korea have access to electricity. So that's a little questionable, that particular result, but overall, there's a lot of interesting information there. So that brings this episode to a conclusion.